The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean with me now because the Common Agricultural Policy, a policy that is of huge benefit to Irish farmers and has been for several generations, is up for review and alteration in the next EU budgetary cycle. And Henry, we've had some light shed on how it might change today. Is that right?
Yes, just breaking news. Ursula von der Leyen just announced that the budget, the EU budget from 2028 to 34, will rise to 2 trillion. That's an awful lot of money. And that's up from 1.2 trillion. But when it comes to CAP, the fact that we've had this cash for farmers or the common agricultural policy in place since the 60s, there is change. There is change on the way. There's going to be a new name. It's going to be called the National and Regional Partnerships. And it's basically going to be CAP and the Cohesion Fund, which makes up something like 60% of all EU spending. And Cohesion Fund is basically helping a lot of those poorer EU countries develop. But when it comes to us here, small Irish farmers, it's not looking great. It's really, really not looking great. And I did get to speak to some farmers today, and one said to me, lights out for the family farm. The direct payments should be taken off the corporate farms as they are gone to a scale that they don't need it. And there's real worry about, you know, will they be able to keep those lights on? And payments even 15 years ago were €35,000 for perhaps an average size farm. And I know you're going to say every farm is different. You're right. But that farm now is only getting €20,000 just to keep the whole thing going. And the whole point of CAP was to make food cheap, because after the Second World War, you know, Europe started to run out of food, and we all want cheap food.
That's a really important point. People think CAP is about kind of giving handouts to farmers.
Yes. And
maybe that's how it operates. But it's worth keeping in mind, the whole point of it is to artificially keep food prices low
exactly.
in this country.
So
you're subsidising farmers to produce it at a loss a lot of the time, so that you and me spend less on meat and dairy products.
And at the moment, the public, the house husband, the housewife are paying huge money just for, you know, a piece of mince. I did get to go to a mart today, and I did meet farmers. I visited Kilcullen Mart in Kildare, and I met the local representative of the IFA.
My name is Dennis Halpin. I'm Kildare West Wicklow IFA County Chair. The CAP funding is huge in Kildare here because 40 million comes into the region in funding, and we need that, and any reduction in it would be a disaster.
So each farmer would get anywhere between €5,000 and €20,000?
Yes, on the average, yeah, because quite a lot of small farmers, you see, and they depend on that money, you know what I mean? Because you have a lot of farmers working off-farm and have a little bit of a side income from the budget, from the CAP, and they need that to survive, like.
And that keeps the lights on, it keeps food on the table if there's a scarce year, a bad year?
Yes, yes, because, okay, at the moment now, cattle is reasonably good, sheep is really good. Tillage payments are down, they're not good at the moment, and as you say, it keeps the lights on because you really need it, because up to now, producing food, we're producing it below cost, and we needed that CAP funding to bring up our money, you know what I mean?
And when we look at that original common agricultural policy, and it's now worth $400 billion across the EU, huge money. It was there so Europe had enough food, and it goes back to the Second World War. If that goes, if that money gets siphoned off, let's say, for example, to spend on defence, how would Irish farmers, especially the small ones, survive?
They just wouldn't survive. Food production will be reduced severely, as you can see at the moment now, because over the last year, farmers haven't been getting paid for what they've been producing, and cattle production has went down, sheep production is down across the board, and prices have went up. So the housewife now is paying, as you say, 40% more than she was paying a year or so ago, which is ridiculous, you know, it's terrible. And the cost, some of it has been passed on to the farmer, but not at all, like, you know, so we really need that CAP budget to stay where it is, and any reduction is going to be devastating.
The housewife, no less. Anyway, that was Dennis Halpin from Kildare IFA. What about young farmers, Henry? What concerns have they about CAP reform?
Well, I think when it comes to young farmers in this country, it's really, really tough. There's not many of them out there at all. And just to say, when the UK was actually part of the EU, the biggest person that got the most of money out of CAP was the Queen of England. The Queen, because she was a big farmer and a big landlord. And we forget that you've got big ranches, you've got a huge, big corporate companies and the Queen and the King.
Wow, she was a big farmer.
She was a big
farmer. Fine Gael voter.
She's a small lady. But no, the land, the amount of land that the royals, the Windsor still have is huge. But yeah, to go back to your point about the young farmer, because I can't imagine, you know, Kate and Will's out there in the fields. I just can't. But also, the UK are no longer part of the EU. But yeah, a young farmer could start a farm with just $100,000 with EU help. But now that could rise to up to $300,000. I met a young farmer, Louise Tracy. She's a beef and tillage farmer from Carlow. And, you know, they are getting rarer. And I ask, does she like being a farmer?
Variety is the spice of life, they say. So it does help a bit, to be fair. No 2 days is the same. And there is routine in it in terms of the whole year and what each season brings. But no days are the same and that type of thing.
If a European cheque stopped coming, if that cap stopped, would the farm be able to keep going without it?
If at current prices of everything, no. If everything came back down that to in terms of scale, maybe, but generally no, because like a cap allows a lot of farmers to have like a cash flow basis and that type of thing. And me as a young farmer, when I started out, like, You'd have no power to compete with all established farmers, and as every farmer is probably, farm size is getting bigger. There's smaller farms getting out, and with that fact, like, in order to be competitive with everybody else, whether you're taking on land rental or that type of thing, and to get started out, it's detrimental to it. You wouldn't be able to implement all that you want to implement without it.
You're a young farmer, and there's so many young farmers or kids not taking over the farm. How come you decided to?
Well, I'm the eldest of two girls myself, and I have a younger sister. I suppose I got the shiny metal disease, and I love sitting up on a machine beside one of the lads or a dad or whatever. And I suppose I got my interest that way, and I generally enjoy it. And they say that, like, if you enjoy it, you wouldn't consider it as work. And it's, as they say, it's cliche. I know that it's a way of life, but I can't understand how, like, it is frustrating that you're not going to have the same level of income and that type of thing. You'd have to, like, I have off-farm jobs, so I work in the cattle marts and that type of thing. And I can't understand why young farmers don't want to get into it.
The young lad at home with shiny metal syndrome as well, Henry. Very, 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 very serious ailment. That was Louise Tracy, who herself suffers, a beef and tillage farmer from Carlow. You met someone at the other end of the age spectrum, did you?
And this is it. I mean, people, I suppose, die with their wellies on. I was wearing wellies earlier today myself. As in, they farm.
And you're still here.
I'm still here.
Still breathing.
They keep on farming.
Could have been you.
They never give up. And on that, my third cousin is a farmer, actually, in Cork. My grandmother was a farmer. So I do have some farming blood in there somewhere.
Cousin.
That did sound very Irish American. But yeah, Jimmy Walsh. Let's get on to Jimmy Walsh, general manager of the Leinster Mart for the past 40 years. And he says, you know, farming, you know this because you're from Kilkenny. It's in segments. It's dairy, it's beef, it's tillage. And they're all looking for that same share. They're all competing with the EU. And then there's all these environmental projects in there too, also fighting for the same amount of cash. And, you know, there's talk, people are talking about how it should be just the sort of middle farmer, the one that has more than 5 hectares that should get it. And at the moment, we're sending a lot of the cash out to the west, out to areas where the land isn't great and the farmers can't make much money. So they are getting more in caps. I'm going to talk about beef again and the fact that it's 40% more expensive. But Jimmy thinks that the whole cap thing will not stop tomorrow.
Well, none of us would expect it to stop tomorrow. We're given fair warning of what lies ahead, because it is actually a type of contractual arrangement. Farmers that are farming today are farming, on the understanding that the supports that are there are going to remain, to maybe lessened, but that they will remain in place. For example, if you were to take away, say, subsidies have on cattle production, you would clear out an awful lot of the small cattle farmers. There's no doubt about that. It's already been diluted significantly. Typically in Ireland, you have this part of the world, the eastern part of the world, eastern part of the country, where the land is better, the production is better, and it's greater. And you have the lesser productive areas then in the west, and the attitude to it is to flatten the payments so that the west of Ireland and the lesser productive parts will gain something more from CAP, and that will be taken from the active producers in the east. Now that is something that's obviously we don't like over here. Certainly everybody in all the smaller farmers in the west and producers should be looked after, but not at the expense of people, farmers in the eastern part and in the better land. That's a social policy. That's not a farming policy.
It's hard enough as it is, so it's not going to be easy.
So it's hard being a farmer?
Yeah, there's nothing easy about it.
Right now, obviously, beef is expensive in the supermarket, but for a farmer, everything's expensive to produce it and to feed it.
Exactly. It's getting harder and harder.
So you're a young farmer. How old are you?
13.
And do you help out on the family farm?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
Just bits and pieces, sitting in tractors.
You'd like to continue to work on the farm? Would you like to take over the farm?
Oh yeah, I'd love to do that. Yeah, it'd be great.
Henry, before I let you go, so if there is a reduction in the CAP budget, in the spending on farming, I mean, are we all going to be paying less tax, or where is the money going to go?
Well, I mean, we're going to give Ukraine $100 billion for reconstruction. I'm not going to talk about the war, just to rebuild Ukraine. Also, we've set something up, when I say we, the EU have set up something called the Rearm Europe Readiness Plan by 2030, and we're going to put $800 billion into this defence spending.
So we're taking money from tractors to spend on tanks?
Well, it looks like we're going to be spending $800 billion on defence. That's, you know, just off shy of a trillion. And we're going to be spending a lot less money on Irish family farms.
Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.